This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Star campaigners of various political parties are holding back-to-back rallies for first and second phase of Lok Sabha polls. The polling for the first phase is on 19th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress and its allies are trying to use constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Mr. Modi said, "A false narrative is being created by opposition parties to mislead people that BJP will change the constitution." He assured that no one can change the constitution. He said the BJP has tried to instill the true spirit of constitution among people by institutionalizing the National Institution Day, the National Constitution Day in the country. The Prime Minister will reach Guwahati this evening to campaign for the NDA candidates in Assam. Party sources said that local people and party workers will welcome him upon his arrival at Borjhar in Guwahati. Mr. Modi will address a rally at Nalbari tomorrow. Meanwhile, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra is currently holding a roadshow in Jorhat district. Chief Minister and BJP leader Hemant Biswa Sarma is also holding meeting at Majuli. On the other hand, TMC chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will campaign at Silchar tomorrow. Assam is to witness three-phase polls for 14 Lok Sabha seats. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the analysis of data and implementation of evidence-based development programs have helped the government to accelerate the economic upliftment of the people. She said that it is the duty of the young IES officers to enhance their work efficiency through new ideas, methods and techniques. President Murmu said this while addressing a group of probationers of Indian Economic Service at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. She said that economic growth is an important component in the development of the country. The president urged young officers to keep in mind the interests of the poor and backward sections of the country while giving policy-related suggestions or taking any decision in their workplace. BJP today released list of candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls, assembly polls in Orissa and by-election for Telangana and Uttar Pradesh assembly. The party declared names of 21 candidates for Orissa assembly election and list of 7 candidates for Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. It also released list of 5 candidates for by-elections in Telangana and Uttar Pradesh. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party has announced a list of 4 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls in Punjab. Jagdeep Singh Kaka Brar will contest from Firozpur while Aman Sher Singh from Gurdaspur parliamentary constituency. The party has fielded Pawan Kumar Tinu from Jalandhar and Ashok Parashar Papi from Ludhiana parliamentary constituency. Aam Aadmi Party today alleged that Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal was being mistreated in jail. While addressing a press conference, party leader Sanjay Singh said Kejriwal's wife and Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann were only allowed to meet him in a room divided by a glass window. He also accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of vendetta politics and said that he was acting out of malice for Arvind Kejriwal. He also said that no amount of pressure can break Kejriwal. Mr. Singh also alleged that BJP's sole motive in the entire Delhi excise policy scam was to destroy the Aam Aadmi Party. In order to conduct peaceful and fair elections, the polling teams have been airlifted for deployment to the sensitive polling stations in Gadchiroli, Chimur Lok Sabha constituency in the Naxal-affected Gadchiroli region of Maharashtra. 295 polling officers and staff of 68 polling parties along with the EVMs and other units were airlifted and landed safely on base camps in 68 polling stations, which are highly sensitive polling stations in Gadchiroli. Gadchiroli, Chimur Lok Sabha constituency consists of 6 assembly constituencies. The Ahari assembly constituency is known as highly sensitive and Naxal affected. Under the guidance of District Superintendent of Police Nilotpal, the polling teams are being safely deployed in this region to discharge their duties in a fearless and peaceful environment. Union Public Service Commission has announced the final result of Civil Services Examination 2023. Aditya Srivastav has topped the exam, Animesh Pradhan got the second, and Donoru Ananya Reddy has secured third rank. A total of 1,016 candidates have been recommended for appointment by the commission. In chess, India's D. Gukesh stayed on top of the leaderboards after playing out a draw against the joint leader Ian Nepomniachtchi in round 10 of the FIDE Candidates 2024 at the Great Hall in Toronto, Canada last night. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.